So, in is with there's in is Israel, the Israeli civil military jeeps, and went into a Palestinian village. Israel would like to say there's no Palestinian state, but where the Palestinians have lived, and Palestine used to be a big continent, or I mean not continent, a big country. And Iran, before they were Tehran, they had were Persia. This Rouhani guy, will Rouhani of Iran, will he speak out in Iran about the Palestinian crisis, how they destroyed water pipelines, so they don't have drinking water now? Supposedly there was in the West Bank, that's not near Jerusalem. Like kind of. But anyways, there was a stabbing, but I thought, it was a nut, but it wasn't. This guy went into some Israeli man's home with an axe, and three people were stabbed, but then I think the intruder was shot. It must have been a family residence. But yeah, it's I posted on Twitter, but some Arab Muslim, Arab, Arab some Arab village in Palestine, and the Palestinians supposed to stay, they destroyed their pipelines with four bulldozers, four bulldo three three to four bulldozers, bulldozers, dozers, and destroyed their water. They might, because in that village they might be apartheid and they might have to go to Jordan. If they don't have water. I doubt Israel's gonna give them pipes. Why did they destroy their pipes? So I guess it's no longer gonna be an Arab village. It's gonna go back to being a. Or maybe it was Palestine. No, wait. Palestine was west of Jerusalem, I think. Which then Israel would be east of the original Palestine country. But I said west. But if they were to go to Israel, it would be east. But yeah, so. I think they'll have to go to Jordan or Kuwait or Jordan. Libya? Jordan, probably Jordan. It's just like the Haitians have had to leave Dominica, that were in Dominica for certain years, certain number of years, and then they told them to leave. It's like, well, can't they gain citizenship? Weren't those people good people? They moved there for better jobs or something? I mean, once Haiti had was it an earthquake? I heard this one foundation stole some money from Haiti. But yeah, I mean, if they were gonna go to different islands, there's also Dominica. On to the right of the Dominican Republic. But yeah, so it's not, I mean, but those are islands, so they either go back to Haiti or besides having pipes for us, I mean, if some other country were to make pipes, maybe China, and donate to Dominican Republic and Dominica and also Haiti. China should make pipes for Haiti too. and also the Dominican Republic. But yeah, so I posted on Twitter some of it, and this area, village town, was they destroyed their pipelines. I was gonna say, wouldn't it be more civil? Wouldn't it be more economically smart to just manually take out the pipes instead of destroying them? Now that village, or now that area of land, will no longer have water. And then if some place or some area in Jerusalem, in Israel, gets, if some house needs water pipes, or foundation, or needs pipes, then that's 7 less pipes, or 5 less pipes. How many pipes did they take out? I'm not sure how long they were or how many pipes they took out, but an Arab village was demolished by Israelis. I'm not sure if it's related to that West Bank thing, because this one village town is probably pretty far from that West Bank, so pretty far from there. So I don't see why they raided that Arab town. Like they said, they don't want a Palestinian state, but then that's also like apartheid. So I mean, they're gonna have to leave because they don't have drinking water. And then this one odd thing was like, oh, well, until you get on your feet again or something. I'm like, didn't you have that book? You know. I was gonna say besides certain women. Besides certain people's you've experienced this and you experienced that and you've experienced this and you experienced that. But you know, I hope the Holman family, and I hope the Holman family, and I hope I, as part of the Holman family, and the Hanks, and this one family, and the Holmans, I hope we delay death as long as possible, because you become an icon, like a face thing, and then these energies, but then you still have your icon, but, and then, like, your atom, or the main atom, and then, like, you're a particle speck, you know, and you're also an icon, but then, you know, you don't get to experience drinking water again, I don't think, you know. It's like, how do some stars get bodies, and, you know, that's also a mystery, just like the Trinity, right? I'm not talking about religion, and I'm not talking about my religion. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about my spirituality. I'm not talking about prayer. I'm not talking about none of that. But actually, like, I said this, well, probably because I said that Paul Stanley was the worst front man, and probably it was said, you know, my name, and that's okay, and on Twitter, and then he saw that on Facebook, and then blocked me, but you can't see anymore, so why did Jane allow Paul to block me? Anyways, Jane should re-release the song Radioactive, the one on his solo album, Hosanna, Hosanna, Santo, Santo, Hosanna, mocking the Holy Spirit. And he sings, supposedly Never High, and I think he's been on prescription drugs. But anyways. Eugene Klein. But it's Gene Simmons. So what's this Eugene Klein? What does he have not seen? It was Chain Eugene Kleinwitz. I don't know. Gene Simmons. Anyways, so he has this intro about Hosanna, Hosanna. He's mocking the Holy Spirit. Mocking the holy part of the Trinity. Yeah, I've seen actually Jesus' faith and I've seen Jesus' spirit, but what's odd is I saw him one place and then I'm seeing him in another place. But here's the thing. Not 3D. Not in 3D. It's just a face and a spirit. I thought I saw a dove's body, a bird's body, avian's body, and Jesus' face. And also the Father, like, in the center. And maybe Mary, and maybe whoever. This tweet of God is supposedly his mom or something. So back to the Arab nation thing. Oh, it was like, but that song in the intro, Hosanna, and then Zatu, and then how he was trying to sound demonic, that's mocking the Holy Spirit. Did you know, well, before I go back to the Arab village thing, Angels and Demons, not Denver, Angels and Demons by, Brown, Dan Brown? I forgot, but anyways, and Tom Hanks played in there, I think. Anyways, the movie had nothing to do about demons and angels. Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with the angels and demons. But anyways. So they could have just, you know, couldn't they have just removed the pipes? Were they pretty good pipes? Were they good pipes? Like, but they destroyed them, you know. So like the USA is increasing their production. Yeah, we emptied this curio cabinet, my dad did, and then I moved like one or two things, and then yeah, we moved it. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, if you interested. Anyways, this covenant. Oh yeah, so the USA is increasing their steel and uranium production. I don't think, there might have been a couple parts, but you know, that's okay. Because I had to get a drink of water anyway. One time I did a 30-minute video, but actually, and once, not video, yeah, on YouTube, whenever that was. A 10-minute broadcast, or podcast, a 28-minute broadcast, a 30-minute broadcast, a 30-something broadcast, minutes, and then this is so far almost 15 minutes podcast. Yeah, not video. Anyways, so the USA is increasing their pipeline. They're still in aluminum and still aluminum. And also, there's the Keystone Pipeline thing, which they didn't want them to do that. But probably also increasing, if it's made out of steel, then also maybe increasing certain productions. But anyways, but think of this one village, you know. You think, you know, back in the days when they had more swords and more spears, and, you know, the Israelis and their guns, and whoever has guns, whatever countries, whatever places, and, you know, and, but, you know, now these people don't have water, so of course they're going to have to move. There's no reason to stay there. The next thing is they might try to go back there. They might, you might hear in the news, some Israeli people killed these people in the palace and in that village. So yeah, because they destroyed the water pipes, it's no longer an Arab village. Because why would they want to claim that? There's no pride when they can't even have water. There's like no percentage of pride when they can't even have water. All the experience thing, like, you know, if someday certain people's water get turned off, that's a disgrace. You know, that would be a disgrace, you know. If you could get help with food, you know. I mean, getting help with food is one thing, but, you know, being denied water is a totally different thing. Not just inhumane, but it's sacrilegious, you know, when some people say sacrilegious, it's sac life to cut off water. Water is vital to the bodies. Either carbonated water, but you still should drink water, because that's one of the reasons why the brain deteriorates. And a person could change, yes, but it's just up to them. If they want to change or not. I mean, and they might have bipolar or something, but they might have that, but, you know, it's still possible. And maybe a bit of spirituality would help. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, even though, like, you know, maybe false hopes or something. Oh yeah, like, I said no lies. Or I meant, yeah, these are lies. Or, you know, I meant to say these are lies. About the poem. And which is supposed to be like a president, and, you know, the cardinals are bishops, and certain archdiocese, D-A-I-S-C, the OCs, and certain states, and I've even heard it among Protestant pastors. You know, a couple accused of underage, or penitent, these pastors, but like pastors, and, you know, they said, you know, certain ones have gotten accused, but I think they were just, like, I would think they would, you know, they might be on something, and then, you know, maybe a stimulant or something, and they shouldn't be, because it's been messing them up. And they should be embarrassed, and they should be, and then, And then they should admit what they did, and then that's why I don't believe, you know. They don't say in the articles if they're remorseful for their touching. If of a teenager or something. Or, you know, or adolescent, you know. They don't say in the article if the guy had any, if he was sorry for what he did, you know. Because your conflicts, you know. They're conflicts, and they're supposed to be asked if they have any remorse or regret about if they did anything. And if someone didn't do something, then that'd be a false accusation, and then that would be someone trying to frame you. And then you say that is a lie, and you say I would say that 50 times and like be gone, because you know this is a lie. Oh, so, yeah, years ago, also trying to, like, 11 years ago, trying to say, oh, that poor dog, like, but I posted that I saved his life, like, the dog jumped on the fence that had a pike fence. The dog jumped on it. And me and this neighbor, I yelled, and me and this neighbor, I yelled, and me and this neighbor got it out from there, and it had to have stitches. I think I said that, and I saved his life. Anyways, so this is just like terrible. Like this one guy said, well, first off, this one guy had left this dog to be frozen, and I think it died, or was it rescued? No, I think it died. It was frozen. The dog was frozen. How could you leave your dogs inside during the wintertime? They're not a St. Bernard. They're not a Newfoundland. Even then, that's kind of cruel, too. Just because if they have a thick coat. But if they don't, then why are they outside? Because then they could die, you know. So, if they don't, especially. Like, if they're like a Roddy or a Husky, you might think could be outside. But, actually, you think all the times that they used them for slavery in Alaska. Oh, for service, but for slavery. Like, because some of the Alaskan dogs and some of the Arctic dogs, they weren't even getting fed proper. They weren't even getting proper, like, I don't even think how often, you know, guys would pick the ice and then, or, the snow, and then try to get water resources. Even though it'd be cold, they would still need to drink water. They would still need to drink water. I think there's still a country called the Ivory Coast, and that shouldn't be a country. Like, they should change the name to that country, and like, I don't think they still do, but they would, like, take the tests. They would do poaching and hunting, and then they would ship the ivory to boats. And I'm not sure how China or Malaysia, because it would take pretty long time to get there. But whatever countries they traded to. But anyways, supposedly France and England, also England and France, certain African nations, countries, and yeah, but that was one country that I don't like. It's called Ivory Coast, and I think they're supposed to be banned. And then I said in Botswana, like, stop the elephant massacre, or stop the elephant poaching, in Botswana, or before it starts. I think in the past in Botswana they allowed poaching, and then they banned it, and then I think they enforced it, and then the ban, and then just recently they want to take off the ban. But there's not, I don't think there's an overpopulation in Botswana. But just think of other countries, you know. How many elephants are in Rwanda or Uganda or Rwanda? Rwanda and Botswana, and are there any in the Congo? I know there's gorillas. Anyways, back to, let's see here. Oh yeah, I talked about like four subjects. Three subjects, four subjects. Yeah, but that Arab village is now no longer. I don't think they were causing no problems. How come this didn't happen under Bush? You had Trump. Something about the trumpets and punishing the wicked or something. But yeah, so like, unless, you know, some of them go to Jordan maybe, and then some of them, or maybe the men would sit, you know, they had promised they'd come back, you know, but, and maybe some of them would, but to Jordan. Because wherever they would go, probably Jordan. But then, like, some of them would, like, go into Israel and try to, like, fight or something. With rocks, stones, whatever, you know. If any have any guns. Probably not, because they were given land. And they probably, the Israeli military took their guns away. And now, you know, I really don't like guns, but, I mean, they took their guns away. And then they took their water away. So, Israel has become a totalitarian state. They also have crimes in Israel, where migrants and even, let's see, people that look like half something, and they're also probably Israeli born, but they look something else. And like, and they're killed or abused by the Israeli military. I don't think a country should be able to do that, or whatever they want. You're taking lives. I retweeted Trump's thing to Rouhani, but though, about that, whenever that was, a couple few days ago, and, I also had to look up the spelling, and then I pressed the back button, and then, I tweeted Rouhani about Israeli, and I had pasted that, and so you've probably read that. And, like, you know, about, oh, Iran might attack Israel. Well, now I'm sure, you know, it's not 100%, it's not 99%, it's not 98%. Maybe 97%, or maybe 96%, or 95%, maybe 95%, that I'm just not liking Israel. And if Iran was ever... If we don't take out their nuclear generators or storage facilities, then Iran could attack Israel, and I might not care, you know. I was saying, you know, well, what if there's dogs or something, but, you know, I would think that Iran wouldn't want to waste more than one nuke. And... they don't have any Moabs, the Iranians. They don't. So, but yeah, I mean, or I think they have regular artillery and more than Israel that I read, or that was on YouTube. So, if I ran ever attacks Israel, if I ran ever attacks Israel, the country, I won't care. Also, Galilee and in Israel, I think maybe the Romans in Jerusalem, or wait. And also, some would say in Israel also crucified Jesus. They helped crucify Jesus. So. Apartheid in Israel, too. But if it was their country, then how come the article and it said an Arab village? Now they don't have any water. I said deport Muslim, deport, Arab, certain Arabs, Muslim, the men and boys, and separation. They said that some of the, like I said, some of the, onto this topic, they said some of the families want them to be adopted, and then 700 children have yet to be. I'm not sure how many out of the 700, but I said, well, reunite the 700 and why? And it said, like I said, or the government said, it's like it's not really their duty to reunite, or like they don't have to reunite with the separations from the southern hemisphere, from Mexico to from those people to reunite their families. Oh, and 18-year-olds are now, they are let go. Like, why would they want to live with anybody else if they could have a chance to get their own place? There's food over there. Do you want to come in? It's a kitten cat. You want to come in? Do you want to be petted? Can I pet you? There's food over there. Hi, how are you? Part two, I guess.